built.
Yeah, much rather do it. But a part of it.
And back in.
I think it is, I think it's on.
Good morning.
I have to ask Joe, I'm not sure. It's on one end or the other.
Morning.
Towards the parking lot, I think, towards your parking lot at the far end. Not the main parking lot, where employees park, yeah.
We have three items of old business this morning. First one being conditional use number 1917, the application of Roosevelt Dumont to consider conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a beauty salon, barber shop, and spa to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 17,228.6 square feet, more or less, lying northeast corner of Trussell Pond Road, also known as Road 462, and Gordy Road, also known as Route 70. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on December 15th of 2011. Council held public hearing on January 10th of 2012. Commission made a recommendation on January 26th of 2012. This was an application to utilize an existing dwelling for that was actually three apartments that was intended to be converted to maintaining two apartments and also a barber shop, beauty shop, and spa. We went through public hearing. There were comments from County Engineering, Department of Transportation. We received 9 letters in opposition to the application from area residents. The applicant gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application during the public hearing with the commission. There was one party present in opposition that gave testimony, and basically same and similar to the letters in opposition. On December 15th, the commission did defer action for further consideration, and on January 26th, they did discuss the application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1917 for Roosevelt Dumont for a beauty salon, barbershop, and spa based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant stated there are no other businesses or commercial uses anywhere in the vicinity of this site. The surrounding areas are residential, agricultural, and vacant. The site currently has 3 apartments. No evidence was presented that there are adequate septic facilities available for the existing 3 apartments or the proposed salon with the remaining 2 apartments. This is a significant concern given the amount of water that a successful salon would use. 3, the applicant indicated that in his testimony the vehicles would likely have to park in the building setback bordering Trussell Pond Road and back out on this road to leave the premise. I'm not satisfied that there is ample space for parking on the site, especially once a new septic system is installed. 4, the proposed conversion of part of the existing building on the corner of Trussell Pond Road and Gordy Road to a commercial use proposes a safety hazard for traffic, parking, and pedestrians. The applicant has proposed to utilize an existing porch, which is only about 10 feet from the roadway. This, with the parking requirements, will impair visibility to drivers on the roadways and people trying to park. 5, several parties appeared in opposition to the project, expressing concerns about its incompatibility with the residential and agricultural character of the area, concerns about traffic and corner visibility, and the septic system. 6, there was testimony that there are many vacant properties with zoning that would permit this type of use in and around Laurel already. And 7, in general, there was not an adequate record supporting the conditional use application. Thereby, there was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation the application be denied for the reasons stated. And that motion carried 5-0. Just for a little additional information, public hearing before council. As stated, was on January 10th of 2012. The letters of opposition were provided to the council members. The applicant was present. They gave the basic same testimony. And the council deferred action without, because the commission had not made a recommendation. So it really wasn't much different from what I basically said.
Now, with a barbershop or a beauty salon, there is a home occupation provision in our code that could allow them to do it with ones.
There is, but it would have to be a resident living on the premise. It would only one operator, basically one. It says one chair, but we have to interpret that as one operator, since beauty salons have a cutting station, a washing station, a drying station. So it's really not done in the same chair. So, but typically it's one operator.
One operator.
Right, and they have to reside there, whether it be a beauty shop or a barber shop, or it could be a combination of both being one.
Sure. No outside employees.
But no employees.
No employees.
No employees.
Even if they live in the house.
On home occupation, would be no employees. Only if they reside there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
If it's husband or wife, then it's not. Basically, it's home occupation residents.
That gotcha.
Sure, sure.
And we have several.
Is the actual three apartments a violation?
It's pre-existing, basically.
Was it
the
not?
The home's been there since.
When was it converted? I mean, is it?
Here, it's not been converted yet. Oh, you mean to the three apartments?
Yeah, the three apartments.
I believe when we looked, it showed up on assessment. So it probably went back prior to 73, which was
so
when the reassessment
was done. Okay, so it is grandfathered in your opinion?
In my opinion, it is.
Okay.
There wasn't any question about departments.
And the septic, the septic that's existing there, is there any existing permits or has there any been upgrades?
It would have been, I don't know. That it wasn't stated it was a cesspool. It made reference that it was a septic. Other than that, we have no records.
We have no records, okay. And in the commercial, it was... P&Z said that there wasn't anything nearby. It's a residential area, basically.
There's a store that was probably within 100 yards that was, I believe, converted to a church. Is that not right?
I think so.
I think that's right.
Is it part of a subdivision?
Then, pardon?
Is this part of a subdivision? An older subdivision?
No, it's an old
outlier
section of unincorporated area, Laurel. It's right on the corner. You can go out Trussell Pond Road and within a matter of quarter mile or less, you're at Route 113.
Okay.
Then you get to commercial activity, which
gotcha.
Is across that John Gnostics and the flea market and all those facilities. The only other business I can think of that would be south of that site on Gordy Road it was a wholesaler, basically, and I can't remember the name, but it was there for years, and mm-hmm. It used to be a hatchery at one time on that site,
right.
I believe.
Right.
And that, again, that backs up to Route 313 also.
Lawrence, go back to the residence. Does that mean if I had a home on this property that I'd have to have it right in that home, or could I have it quarter mile down the road on my same property? Could I put a small building there for a barbershop? Is that what you're...
If it could be in the residence itself, or it can be in an accessory building. Sure.
Accessory building, right?
Probably 25% of the home occupation that are beauty salons and barbershops, 25% or less, are probably in an accessory building. On the same site, but it has to be on the same property.
And
you have to live
on
the property.
But it does have to be in that particular building.
Doesn't have to be in the same building.
Okay. I want to...
Could a resident of one of the apartments turn it into a home occupation?
We have probably a half a dozen maybe over the years that actually is a tenant with the approval of the owner. There are a few.
So that there is the home occupation
category,
potential here with just one apartment.
Right. A category of home occupation is specifically less beauty shop, barber shops, just because we're discussing that issue. We have, I hate to think how many, daycare centers. The gentleman that makes the crafts and only sells what he makes himself. He can't sell consignment or other goods. Wholesaler, auto dealer, but he can't have any vehicle.
Right, okay, I'm just wondering if it would be okay. Somebody could do that. And parking,
that type thing.
And planning and zoning reference parking is doesn't meet any of our.
It was a concern.
Doesn't meet any of our code, does it?
No.
No, okay.
No, so the parking that's there serves the apartments. And
right. When
you go into the businesses and you're going to maintain two apartments, then the numbers are going to increase.
And there's not enough room.
The design, knowing where the septic, because it was pointed out where the septic was in the backyard, creates an issue of whether or not they're going to be driving on the.
Yeah.
On top of Greenfield, basically.
Yeah.
It just
yeah.
seems like the home occupancy provision could offer this applicant a way to begin the business, maybe calm some of the folks in the community as to the scope of the business.
But he might be the landlord. That's a trouble there, Vance. The tenant would have to do that.
You'll have to rent.
The difficulty you have to watch is he's got three apartments. Is it going to be three home occupations? Because there are three different units. That might be difficult. I haven't had to deal with that yet.
That's why you get the...
I'd like to read the title.
Do we have control over the septic anyway? I mean, as far as...
Technically, we don't, but technically, we have to know where it is so we can verify that the parking doesn't park on top of it or there's not a driveway crossing a drain field because it's going to destroy.
I was thinking that was natural resources. I don't know why we...
Part of natural resource.
We find ourselves into that sometimes.
Mr. Moore, will you read the title, please?
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon, barbershop, and spa to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 17,228.6 square feet, more or less.
It's pleasure, counsel.
Make a motion. We adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
One question I have is if it was adopted, there were no conditions attached.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
I'm not providing any.
Okay. We'll take the vote then. Mrs. Deaver?
Well, from everything I've heard, it came in a hearing. The space is too small for that kind of use. I just don't see where you could have the apartments and the business, and I'd have to vote with planning and zoning. And for the very same reasons, I would vote to deny it.
Cole?
I'll vote no because similar reasons, but it's got possible, you know, septic issues. It's got a parking problem. It's the commercialization of this parcel could also set a bad precedent. And also it's just a complicated issue because you've got something that's grandfathered in that's nonconforming. And then we're trying to, you know, fit a conditional use on top of all that, another layer, and I just think it's cumbersome and not appropriate in that location with the existing problems that exist on the site.
Mr. Phillips?
As discussed, I think that the current home occupancy provision in our code could offer the applicant the opportunity, if they desire, to have a salon there of a limited scope, which in turn could maybe answer some of the questions that were raised during the planning and zoning hearing and in their reasons for denial. I think their reasons are legitimate, and I will vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll vote for planning and zoning, except one thing I don't agree with is why we're involved in the septic business when it's not the county's business. It should be the natural resources and has been in the past.
And I also will agree with planning and zoning's findings, and I vote no. Motion defeated. Next, sir.
The second application for consideration under old business is conditional use number 1933. The application of Mark A. Giblin to consider conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a towing service and landscaping to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.374 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 17, also known as Roxana Road, 1,185 feet northeast of Route 382, also known as Zion Church Road, and being tax map ID 533-6-60.02. Again, this public hearing was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on July 26th of 2012, and they made their decision on August 9th of 2012. Council public hearing was on August 21st of 2012. In that public hearing, we heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department. Mr. Giblin was present and gave testimony. James Mershon, an adjacent property owner, was also present and expressed concerns and voiced opposition to the application. On July 26th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On August 9th of 2012, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Smith asked the commission if they had any concerns, that he would like to make a recommendation of approval, but with conditions. That he would like to limit the number of vehicles that can be impounded to 18 vehicles, and that there should not be any display or storage of vehicles between the residence and the public road. Mr. Ross stated that there should be no vehicle sales on premise. Mr. Smith added that the opponent referenced that people have been knocking on his door looking for the impound area, and that a sign should eliminate that problem. Therefore, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1933 for Mark A. Giblin for a towing, comma, service and landscaping business in an AR1 agriculture residential district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The use has been in existence for 12 to 13 years and it was recently violated for operating without an approval. This conditional use with stipulations and conditions placed upon it will regulate the use of the business and mitigate any adverse effects on the neighboring or adjacent properties. Two, the use is on a 3.374-acre tract where the applicant currently resides. Three, although the towing business operates from the site, the employees mostly work from their homes, since they are on call. As a result, there is not a great deal of traffic that is generated to and from the site. Four, the only opposition came from a next door neighbor who only opposed the impound yard use and repair service use. This objection seemed to rise out of uncertainty from people looking for their cars about where the impound yard was located. This concern can be alleviated with the conditions we shall place upon this recommendation. The next-door neighbor did not oppose the towing service or the landscaping business. Five, the use is consistent with other small-scale business uses in the area, including a bait and tackle shop on the adjacent property, an air conditioning service business, and other uses in close proximity to the site. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the impound yard shall be surrounded by a fence with landscaping to screen it from neighboring and adjacent properties. B, no more than 18 vehicles shall be permitted on the property besides the applicant's own vehicles. C, no permanent disabled or abandoned vehicles shall be allowed to remain on the property. D, there shall be one lighted sign which shall not exceed 32 square feet in size to identify the towing service and the impound lot. The sign shall include a phone number to call for information about vehicles impounded and for other information about the service. E, no vehicle shall be displayed for sale. F, all security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring or adjacent properties. G, the final site plan shall clearly depict the area set aside for parking of impounded vehicles, vehicles that are being serviced, and towing equipment. H, the area set aside for the landscaping business, including equipment storage and any bins for materials such as topsoil, mulch, etc., shall clearly be depicted on the final site plan. I, the service business hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturdays with no Sunday hours. J, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the area surrounding the impound yard, screening it from neighboring or adjacent properties. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with a condition stated, and that motion carried 4-0. When you had the public hearing before Council on January 10th, August 21st, you were presented the condition recommended by the commission. The applicant was not in attendance. Council proceeded with the next public hearing with the understanding that the public hearing on condition use number 1933 would continue at the end of the meeting. And then the presentation was the same or similar. There was a question raised as to whether or not the advertisement, I believe, I'm not saying the advertisement was incorrect or correct, but it was, it said towing service and landscaping business. The question has come out, what it was advertised as towing service, landscaping business, and the intent of the applicant was towing, comma, which I referenced in the condition of the commission, service and landscaping business. His intent and that use had been he had a towing service and he impounds vehicles. He also services vehicles, so he all operates somewhat on auto repair and a and landscaping business. So the question is it two businesses or is it three?
Well, what did P&Z think?
Well, the commission, you note in the recommendations and the conditions of their approval, made reference specifically to the towing service, made reference to the service business with the hours. But it was limited in hours to do service. And there's no limitation when you do tow service because that's 24/7.
Hours. So. Okay, that was a question I have. So we're actually looking now at three businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a violation.
It was violated on multiple occasions. And
over
it
the
took
years.
The constable's office to finally get them to make the application.
Okay.
And we had copies of the violations in the record. All the councilmen were provided copies with those violations, the constable's letter. There were three violation letters, the constable's letter, photographs of the site, the impound, the garage, and the repair shop and everything.
Mr. Moore,
yes.
With the question about how we advertised it, we being the county, and there was no comma in the advertising between towing and service.
Correct.
What, in your opinion, is the cleanest way to handle this?
One way, and probably the cleanest way to handle this, if the council was inclined to pass this, or if they don't plan to pass it, this should be treated as the two businesses, towing service, that is one business, landscaping business is a separate business. That is how it was advertised. If then the applicant desires to have a service application, it could be re-advertised, new hearing for service. The council could direct planning and zoning because there's a question where that error took place to waive the fee on any reapplication for that. So
he would come in for an amended conditional use.
Just a new conditional use on this service.
He gets this one, he can amend it. Okay.
That is
okay.
Correct.
And did you say that the commission came up with? They are really under the understanding that there are three businesses, or are there two in their conditions? Are they talking three or two?
Well, when you look at item I in the conditions on page 6,
yes.
They refer to the service business hours of operations.
So we wouldn't be able to.
However, what I would suggest, because there is a landscaping business,
yes.
Maybe amend that condition to say the landscaping business mm-hmm. hours of operation shall be.
I agree.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, just to add to the question about the comma. We took the magnifying glass to the application, and there's two different colors of ink. The comma was not part of what we originally read.
The other thing is just the word service really doesn't tell you a whole lot. Like, it could mean anything, and I think that was so vague. So, again, the neighbors, the public, wouldn't have had an opportunity to figure it all out if we've just discussed it this long to try to figure it out. So I think my suggestion is we stick with the two businesses, and I got another suggestion too. It's similar to our lobster man, who was in violation. Remember the guy with the long? Yeah, a couple of you know. Anyway, he was in violation, and anyway, we finally approved something. We also put a time frame on there that said because you had to go get it. He had to get a variance and do other things, and we said because of a history of being in violation and ignoring, some of our requests.
Mm-hmm.
I think, didn't we, Lawrence, say that in 30 days he had to make an application for, or whatever it was, some time frame for his board of adjustment because
He did apply to the board.
Okay, in a time frame. Okay, well, that's good. It made him do it. So I think the same thing here. We need to put a time frame maybe with the removal of disabled vehicles and fencing in of the yard and stuff like this, because if you don't, it's going to be hard to, you know, really come down and see the place get, you know, come into violate or come into compliance. So well, is there any, that would be my suggestion, that we somehow, I'd like to make a motion that we could add in here that on the impound yard, A and B have like a time frame so that Lawrence's office and our inspectors, as they go by there, can follow this, the process and the progress of this application.
Sure. My only point would be that if we do not put a time frame as soon as this is passed and published, it takes effect immediately at that point. And so at that point, there shall be no more than 18. So instead of giving an additional buffer beyond that, you may want to just say the day that this is published, which is when it becomes effective.
Well, how long, what's that, how many days would that be, Lawrence?
Well, the published issue is the adoption of the ordinance.
Right.
The ordinance has to be prepared, recorded, right, and then advertised.
Mm-hmm. My only concern is to get rid of 18 vehicles. It might be too short of a time frame to be realistic ever, and okay, to get a fence up, you know, to get, you know, get people in, you know, in whatever, in landscape. So mm-hmm. I'm just trying to give the guy, you know, I'm trying to do it both ways, make him do it, but give him enough time to do it. So I don't know, is there any concern, anybody support my concerns?
90 days?
Sam, what do you think?
90 days?
What, I don't know. I'm just, whatever, you know.
90 days.
90 days would be fine.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, but under, how does that relate to car repair?
Under B?
No, we're not. Car repair is not part of that.
18 impounded vehicles.
Impounded.
That's what it really
more
is.
But there's reference to disabled and abandoned vehicles on that parcel. Eventually. And it says to be removed.
Well, it says no permanently disabled.
No permanently. So are there some there now? I believe so.
Yes.
Can't we put a fence around those cars? Would that make it more legal? Would that make the cars?
No, we're just trying to get rid of the disabled and the junkyard look. That's what plan. And I'm just saying, give them 90 days to do it.
I'm saying if they had the fence around the cars, does that make it legal to leave the cars there?
No.
No.
Not
according to this, it doesn't.
No.
Not most places it do. You can have your cars there if you got a fenced in.
The intent of the conditions was that they would be providing a fence around the impound area and it'd be landscaped.
Yeah.
Then there's another condition that limits it to 18 vehicles in the impound area.
Right.
And then the next one, which was C, says no permanently disabled or abandoned vehicles shall be allowed to remain on the property, which eliminates the junk.
Yeah, we don't want that
effect. And you could add all existing disabled or abandoned vehicles shall be removed within
X 90 days. 90 days would be fine. I just think it's a residential area still, Sam. We got to be concerned about people living in the area. We don't want a junkyard.
I'm good.
Okay.
And there's another one that you need to correct also, which would be G.
G.
Final site plan should clearly depict the area set aside for parking of impound vehicles, and then strike vehicles that are being serviced.
Okay.
Yes.
And leave in towing for equipment. And then the reference earlier to Mr. Moore was that I could be changed where it says the service business hours to be changed to landscaping business hours, which seems to be pretty
consistent,
right, except for possibly Saturdays. But the hours are different.
Except for what?
Well, it makes reference to the landscaping business hours, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday. That was typically oriented around the service business. I'm not sure about the landscaping business. That's adequate hours. And there'd be no Sunday hours. I think that was stated by the applicant.
Yeah, it would seem.
So the hours could be the same, 7 to 6 on 6 days.
Yeah, just no Sunday hours.
That's what I would think. I don't see a problem.
Can we make one motion to cover all those,
yes,
Mr. Moore?
And let me just review these from Mr. Lank, if I may. On B, after 18, we will insert the word impounded.
Right.
C, at the end, add all existing disabled and abandoned vehicles shall be removed within 90 days. G, removing vehicles that are being serviced. I, inserting, deleting service and in its place put landscaping. And is that it?
What changed? What I suggested was it may not be adequate hours for landscaping business. Be 7 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, and no Sunday hours.
And then strike
7 to 6.
But no Sunday hours. That would eliminate that part
in
between.
There, so, right? No.
Monday through...
If you're even supportive of the application.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So if there is a motion to amend the conditions, the amendment would read, we will amend the conditions that are contained on page 6 of the council packet. B would read no more than 18 impounded, the word impounded inserted. Vehicles shall be permitted on the property besides the applicant's own vehicles. C would be amended by adding at the end, all existing disabled and abandoned vehicles shall be removed within 90 days. G would be amended by deleting the words vehicles that are being serviced. I is being amended to delete the word service in its place, inserting the word landscaping, and changing the hours shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now,
and no, with no Sunday hours.
One question, Mr. President. A, should we, on impound yard shall be surrounded with a fence and landscaping to screen from neighboring and adjacent property owners within 90 days there also, because I think those two issues are the big issues in that immediate area.
That might be okay. Difficult because you got to go through the site plan process before you get a permit even for the fence.
Okay, 120
and
days?
And the landscaping issue is difficult to do the landscaping
this time
from
here?
Now till March because okay. Of the ground.
Okay, well then
that is an issue.
Based on your advice, I'll take your advice. We'll strike that, and hopefully we. Now, when Lawrence would your department be concerned that there's no fencing and landscaping?
Well, first thing you have to do is as soon as the council adopts, staff writes a letter to the applicant explaining what was approved and the conditions
right.
That would have been adopted by council, and then we tell them what agency approvals we need, which would be typically dealt out to Conservation District, Fire Marshal, and Building Code if there's any mm-hmm. buildings proposed. That's the four top ones that we get. Then we would give them that time to correct. It could be several months before we get that back.
I mean, do you have a rule of thumb that you, like once something like that's approved, A, and they've gone through all the hoops that you've required them to do, about how much time after that you expect it to be up?
You're talking about defense and landscaping, and I would say you could give them a dead-end date.
Mm-hmm. 6 months?
June 1st.
June 1st, okay.
Give them 3 months to get that work done.
Okay, could we...
We're talking about the impound yard and the landscape.
Right. Again, I just... A lot of this stuff, if you don't put something in there, it doesn't ever get done, or there's a question about it. So let's make it so there's no question.
You have that?
Yes.
Also, part of the amendment?
Part of the amendment, if someone makes a motion, would also include A, and add at the end of A, to be constructed on or before June 1, 2013.
Now we need a motion to amend.
That's for the impound yard.
That's right.
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Moore?
Second.
We need a motion to amend the conditional use application.
The conditions.
The conditions.
Yes, as stated.
As stated.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Fultz makes that motion. Mr. Cole, you will second it?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Any question on that motion?
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
That may or may not be part of the motion, but... The landscape service or business, is there any retail there that they would have to be open? We specify the hour. What are we specifying hours for? What are we saying?
Just trucks in and out, equipment in and out, any activity with landscaping.
There's no retail, is there?
No, he's not okay. Doing. He's only an installer.
Okay, fine.
He doesn't go in and...
Just needed to know that.
And have a nursery or
okay.
Something of that nature.
Yes.
Any more good. Questions on the motion? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
On the amendment, yes.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now then, Mr. Moore, you need to read the short title.
Yes.
And the motion would be to approve it as amended.
With the conditions as amended. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a towing service and landscaping to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.374 acres, more or less, with conditions as amended.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips.
With the conditions, sir.
With the amended condition.
With the amended condition, yes, sir. Make that on the record.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, everything we have learned about this points to approving it, and with the amended conditions and for reasons that were given by planning and zoning as well.
Cole.
I'll vote yes, same reasons.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes, for the reasons given by planning and zoning. I think that with the conditions, it's going to adequately protect the community.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes with P&Z.
I also, with the amended conditions that P&Z had placed on that we amended, I think that makes it workable. It will help the community as far as how it looks at that there. Make neighbors happy, hopefully. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
The last of the old business is conditional use 1945. It's the application of Alfonso Matos to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a small storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 14,964 square feet, more or less, lying southwest of Route 20, also known as Concord Road, 392 feet southeast of Haven Drive, the entry into the Broad Acre subdivision, approximately 1 mile east of U.S. Route 13, and being identified as tax map ID 132-2, parcel 133. The county, bear with me a second. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on September 20th of 2012. Council held public hearing on October 9th of 2012. Commission made a recommendation on October 25th of 2012. On this application, we received comments from DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Alfonso and Miguel Matos were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. There were three parties present in opposition to the application, which gave testimony. The commission on September 20th did defer action for further consideration. On October 25th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1945 for Alfonso Matos for a conditional use to operate a storage facility based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, although advertised as a small storage facility, the proposed operation is really a sorting facility for the collection and shipment of clothing and other goods out of this country with regular tractor trailer pickups and deliveries. Two, Mr. Smith is not satisfied that this property is configured in such a way that permits the safe entrance and exit of tractor trailers. For example, the applicant stated that they would be using a private road for tractor trailer access without providing any proof that such a use was permitted on this private road. Three, although the property has been historically used for small-scale commercial purposes, such as a grocery or a fish market, all of these have been in support of and not detrimental to the surrounding community. The proposed use of a warehouse, sorting, packing, and shipping facility is not consistent with the surrounding properties and uses. Four, the size of the parcel at 14,964 square feet is too small for the proposed use and the tractor trailers that would serve it. Five, this is a type of use that is more suited to existing commercially or industrial zone properties, where there is sufficient space for the proposed operation and the trucks that will serve it. And six, several parties appeared in opposition to the proposed use, expressing concerns about the incompatibility of the use, the applicant's ongoing failure to maintain a property in a neat and orderly manner, which raised concerns about the future use and maintenance of the property. Safety concerns about truck traffic trying to get in and out of such a small parcel, and that it should be located somewhere else that is more appropriate to the use. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. We went to county council public hearing on October 9th. One of the requests by council was that the applicant provide council with some suggested conditions or a condition of approval. On October 12th, I did forward a copy to council for the document provided by Mr. Matus in that regard. And that's all I have, unless you have a question.
Any question, Mr. Lank?
Yeah, just quickly for people, and I know Mike is aware of it, but it's been there, used commercial activity, that spot, forever, pretty much. It was built for commercial application type of use, right? So
that building, well, reference was made to grocery and fish. I can remember car sales there, and I'm sure there's maybe a body shop. I'm not sure about whether that was actually used there, but.
Well, my only concern is
there's three things that exist.
And people have actually lived in that place.
Yeah, they've actually lived in that place also.
It's not really built as, you know, to use as a residence, but I'm sure people have lived there, no doubt in my mind. But I can recall it many times as a different uses. My only concern is if we follow planning and zoning's recommendation, there it sits again, you know, not being used, run down, no incentive to fix it up or anything like this. It sounds to me like this use isn't, it won't smell like fish. It won't be like rotting food in the dumpster and other things like that. So, I mean, I would actually encourage the council to look at this, or maybe we revisit it, because a denial doesn't help the community. You've got another abandoned, you know, building sitting there along the roadside that would encourage people to break in, to use it for other activities, and then next thing you know, we'll have, you know, other issues going on there. So, when I look at the aerial, you know, it somebody can access the property without coming on the private lane, and I don't know what size trucks they're using and stuff like that. So maybe, I don't know. I'm just
reference in that case, references were made to tractor trailer. That became the issue. The parcel is only a little bit over a quarter acre, and that's
as a conditional use, we could actually put in that tractor trailers wouldn't, you know, would not be suitable or something like that, or would not be able to deliver. But anyway, I would just do some hard thinking about this application, because you deny things like this, there's not many other things you can use that property for, or that it sits very close to the road. It's not built as a home, and this might be a nice fit. So,
if we're considering passing it, we would want to ask planning and zoning to come up with some proposed conditions. At least once we had conditions in front of us, I think we could maybe make a better decision.
But it was advertised as a small storage facility, and it is not. So how important?
What do you mean it is not?
Well, it's more like a warehouse with freight deliveries in and out.
What is the building?
Well, it's a clothing sorting.
The actual
and shipping out.
Uh-huh. Right, the actual building is just a small block building, correct?
Right.
Right.
So then, is that correct? Small storage facility is what it is.
No, right now it's nothing.
That's the way they applied.
No, I'm saying that's the title. That's what we advertised,
right.
And we're talking about changing it into something else. Okay. Well,
I mean, right now it's vacant. It's been used for a number of things.
I'm not
right?
saying I'm just, deny. I'm just saying I'm just looking at the wording.
Well, I think the concerns of the people around there is the fact, obviously, there's nothing, I mean nothing, in that general area, say a church down the road, that's anything but residential.
At this point, exactly.
At this point.
Right.
And this, it has been, as George brought up, it certainly has been other things over the years.
A long history.
But none of them, I don't think, probably dealt with tractor and trailers in and out and that kind of stuff.
Maybe possibly the tire
might have, I don't know, but I think the concern was that, what I heard was the tractor and trailers in and out of there. It's an all residential area. There was nothing talked about hours. Could it be 3 o'clock in the morning, trucks backing out of the place, that kind of thing?
But we can.
How many people are going to be working there? Are they going to have one person or 20 people inside sorting the stuff out? There were so many things that the neighbors were very, very, which I would believe too, if I lived there, would be very concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Right. But a vacant building also can be a real problem, as we've seen in Sussex County.
I don't question that part of it.
Right.
The closest activity other than residential, as Mr. Vincent said, there is a church within 1,000 feet to the...
Right. Let me
pass going towards 13. There's another church about a quarter mile or more to the east, right. And there was a church that actually was destroyed by fire, but that was probably within 100 yards of it.
I mean, if there isn't any consensus that are concerns, like I share my concerns, what I would just ask, I'd make one final request, maybe ask Mr. Lank to put together something that would be, you've heard of what we've talked about, but some conditions that we could possibly approve it, and then at least have something in front of us to give us an option. Because, again, I'm very concerned about vacant buildings that are built like this, sitting vacant in neighborhoods that could attract something else, and then we've got people, you know, getting on us for other things. So,
well, I guess could we direct Mr. Lank to bring back to us some
conditions for
conditions,
approval?
I guess, that we could approve.
You need potentially. You need reasons and conditions.
Yes.
And we've done it in the past, but only at the request of council. Not
I think I heard Mr. Phillips say feel more comfortable if we had something for us to look at. So let's.
It's not big enough for the trucks, is it?
Well, we might limit it to.
I don't
know how you can limit the vehicles because they're all licensed vehicles, and the difficulty would be that they would park the tractor trailer on Route 20, Concord Road, which could create a problem.
Yeah,
but yeah, it could.
If you would come back to us in January with some conditions and reasons, and if that was my motion to defer, entertain that.
I move we defer.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Deaver, to defer. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mrs. Webb, grant request.
Okay, there are a few today. The first one, Junior Achievement of Delaware. They were a late entry for the Human Service Grants, and there are still funds available with the Human Service Grants, and we did pay them $1,000 last year on the Human Service Grants, so I recommend that we just handle that through the Human Service Grant budget.
Good.
So moved.
Yes. Second.
We'll move with that. That's fine. You just do it.
Nanticoke Health Services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone make a motion to grant $250 from my account.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $250 from my account to Nanticoke Health Services for holiday appeal campaign for prescription drug fund. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Woman's Club of the Kenwicks.
That's fancy, isn't it?
I would like to allocate $1,000 from my account.
Second.
They will 500.
Good to the women. That's good.
I talked to them personally.
They had levels, yes.
Okay. We have motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mr. Phillips' account. Mm-hmm. Women's Club of Kenwick for computers for the Selville Middle School. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the program? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
I'm sorry, I skipped over one. Nanticoke Health Services.
No, I just
we did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Greater Georgetown Chamber.
Alzheimer's.
That was for Brady expensive for Christmas parade.
Getting old.
Yes.
No wonder she's retired. That's good.
I don't think they
from you.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Yeah.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 Mr. Wilson's account.
It's going to the chamber?
It's for the Christmas parade.
Okay.
I'd like to give $500 as well.
Second.
Okay. We'll retract the first motion. We have a motion from Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000, right? $500 from Mr. Wilson, $500 from Mr. Phillips to the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce for expenses for the Christmas parade. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Sussex Technical High School.
And the want? What do they want?
For their spring sports poster, and that would be Mr. Wilson.
What do they want?
They wanted $250, I think.
$250.
Is that what he wanted? $250?
Yes.
Second.
Sussex Tech's all over the county.
Oh, not for $250. He can afford that.
$50 from each account.
Oh, come on.
You want to do it?
That's a lot of paperwork. Okay. Too much paperwork.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $250 from Mr. Cole's account. Mr. Wilson's account.
That's right.
Mr. Wilson's account.
That's right.
To the Sussex Tech High School for spring sports poster.
You got it right. First time, man.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole. Mm. Phillips.
Not
yes. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Indian River High School band boosters.
Vance, what do you want to do? Indian River, that's even Sam.
Did they make a specific amount?
Well, they're going to a choir trip to Atlanta, Georgia. $6,000 for the bus, but.
How much?
$6,000.
$500 each, Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 from Mr. Cole's account.
Phillips and Wilson.
$500 to Phillips' account and $500 to Wilson's account for a total of $1,500 to the Newport High School band boosters for travel expenses.
I'm not saying anything like that. Go ahead.
Any question on the motion? Vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Your son.
Yes, motion carried.
Your son will be proud of you.
I don't live in
any Seaford District Library.
We know that.
Make a motion. Some make a motion to get $1,000 from my account.
$1,000?
Yes, $1,000.
I make a motion we get $2,000 from his account.
$1,000 from Mr. Vincent's account.
Have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 from my account to Seaford District Library for educational and social programs. Any question on the motion?
Poor library.
Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
But yes, motion carried.
The clerk of the council has informed me we should really take a vote on the Junior Achievement of Delaware, even though it's coming from the budget and human service grant.
Who brought that up?
She's very wise, the clerk of the council.
Make a motion.
Moving on to proposed zoning ordinances.
There are none.
Now we'll back up.
What are you doing?
I'll make a motion that we fund the...
It was $1,000.
$1,000.
Through the Human Service Grant.
Thank you.
Junior Achievement of Delaware.
Junior Achievement.
Junior Achievement. J.A.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on that motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
So yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
No additional business.
Mr. President, you would have thought the attorney would have caught us on that mistake. Not our clerk.
Oh, we went
clerk.
Really quickly.
He wanted to make Robin look good.
I'm telling you.
On her birthday.
We better switch. I think we're going to switch them.
She's about 25 now.
AARP.
Yes, he is.
She's got her card.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. Now in executive session for land acquisition. I assume we're going to go. No, we're going to stay here.
This is going to take 2 minutes.